Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Some of us are sweating, some of us are freezing, some of us are feeling great, some of us are numb and don't feel anything, like our buddy from Bucks County, Ray, earlier, who dropped 34 freakings in one radio appearance, which was so remarkable. Funny. We should actually find a way to pull that and run that back for the audience later in the show today.
Agreed.
That would be great for those missed. As we continue with the cut sheet.
Yeah, let's keep going here. Sean, I don't know if you saw the grilling of Linda McMahon yesterday by the committee. So one of the Dem senators, this is cut 10, talked to her about the, you know, there's these lawsuits, and Nick and I are familiar with them because, you know, we're wrestling fans, but these lawsuits about allowing, quote, systematic abuse of underage children. This is the Ring Boy scandal,
right?
That
is correct, yes.
So one of the Dem senators asked her about this. I think this was Senator Baldwin. Roll this, Phil.
You have been named in a lawsuit which alleges that you and your husband allowed for systemic and pervasive abuse of underage children to persist in your business for years. It is an ongoing lawsuit, and it alleges that you rehired a known sexual predator and you felt it was sufficient to simply direct him to steer clear of children. If confirmed, you will be responsible with overseeing the Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, charged with ensuring equal access to education through vigorous enforcement of civil rights laws. I am so concerned about whether sexual assault survivors on campus can trust you to support them.
Thank you, Senator. They certainly can trust me to support them. I have a granddaughter that is now in college. I have two grandsons who are in college. And I have a deep commitment of understanding of how I would feel if any of them were involved in sexual harassment or accused of sexual harassment. You have my absolute commitment that I will uphold and protect those investigations to make sure that those students are treated fairly on both sides.
Yep. Now, I will say this as a wrestling fan. There have been a bazillion scandals of all sorts of different backgrounds and natures in that company of WWE. I don't know specifically how much of that is on Linda McMahon versus her husband, Vince McMahon, versus others that run various components of that operation. But when we're talking about protecting children and making sure that they are safe in the world of education, I mean, we can do this all day, right? Like, we could sit here and talk about all these teachers that constantly end up sleeping with their students that are minors. Yep. We have seen so many just disturbing, disgusting things on social media with teachers. So it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, your administration, the opposing administration. I mean, this is something that will probably never go away. I feel like for however long the Department of Education will still be around, because we know Trump wants to send it back to the states. By the way, we didn't even talk about this element, and I want to get Sean and Dawn your thoughts on this as well. Linda McMahon's auditioning basically for a position that could go away very quickly. It's like applying for a job that, you know, they're getting ready to gut.
Yeah. You know, well, that's the best part about it is that she's applying for a job to essentially end her job, which is pretty cool. And she knows that. She knows that going in. Tennessee, by the way, just passed a massive school choice bill.
Yep.
Here, finally, it's been like 4 years they've been trying to get this through, and it's finally through. And a lot of people think it's going to be a model for how other states adopt educational freedom in their states. And one thing I'll say about these senators that were grilling McMahon yesterday, you see Triple H sitting behind her. He should put a hammer through you if you don't be careful.
Yep.
I was waiting for the lights in that room to go off and the Undertaker to come. You see the lights go down and the bell goes up, or like Stone Cold's music to hit and the whole, and then they're throwing beers across the room. It's just bang, I was like, this is great. My buddy's a big wrestling fan. He's like, WWE has officially taken over our government. Like,
that's right.
You had Hulk Hogan at the RNC. You got Linda McMahon. You got Stephanie and Triple H sitting behind there. You know, Kane is going to be possibly the next governor of this state. Undertaker is getting ready to storm the Senate committee room.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be it's just wild. But I'm excited to see what Linda, because she knows that she is going to. she knows that she is going to be ending the position that she's been given, which is pretty cool.
Dawn, jump in here. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, this is an important point, something that she said. She said, I can't imagine if my grandkids either were victimized by something like this or accused. And that's a big piece of in education, whether it's in the public schools, K through 12, or whether it's in college. We've seen these different places, different municipalities, and they enact different rules that are different from what the standard of law is. And so in those, we see people perhaps wrongfully accused. We've seen it over and over where they're wrongfully accused of something. They are booted out of the school, and then it turns out later that they deserved due process. It ends up in lawsuits and that sort of thing.
Right.
And that was an important something that she said when she said either victimized or they were accused of something. And that's bringing back law and order within our educational system. It's a process that really was abused. And in fact, due process rights were in many ways, you know, just extracted from educational facilities.
Dawn, are they re-airing the Super Bowl broadcast in the background there?
Yeah, I meant to mention that to you. So, and Dan Borowski actually had a good, so the, if you notice the crowd got quiet, I think somebody, because they were lighting off fireworks and rowdy, I think somebody said, hey, put the game on in the Globetrotter. They're all silent now. They're all watching.
They're all watching the replay.
Pretty funny. So
they're not replaying the halftime show, right?
No, thank God. No. Kendrick Lamar's been canceled.
But
that was so bad.
It was so bad.
But Dan pointed out, it seems like they're timing it till 11 o'clock when the parade starts.
2 hours. Gotcha. 2 hours and 5 minutes.
Amazing. Josh Hawley, speaking of what you guys were just talking about, the Title IX and all that stuff, Josh Hawley asked Linda McMahon about Title IX. This is Cut 11, Phil. Roll it.
President Trump issued a clear, strong, unequivocal executive order saying that Title IX will be enforced according to its terms, which is Title IX protects women's sports. It protects women on college campuses. No more men in women's locker rooms. This is a huge victory for common sense and the rule of law. My question to you is this. A number of universities, including some very prominent ones, ones that love to call themselves elite, have said they're not going to follow that executive order. They're going to keep having men in women's locker rooms. They're going to try to get men in women's sports. What can be done to ensure that these colleges comply with the law and that women are safe on campus and that women are able to play sports without men interfering?
Well, certainly I agree with you that I was very happy to see that those restrictions on Title IX vacated, so that we are really back to what Title IX was originally established to do, and that was to protect sexual discrimination. And women should feel safe in their locker rooms. They should feel safe in their spaces. They shouldn't have to be exposed to men undressing in front of them. I think I heard one person the other day say, well, the guys just should hold the shower curtain in front of them so that they aren't exposing themselves. I mean, really, that's just not what we should be doing. We want to make sure that Title IX, which is the law, is enforced. And we need to uphold that.
I just want to make two. Here comes Stone Cold Sean Ferris. My God, it's Ferris King. You know.
My God! It's Sean Ferris! Stone Cold!
You know,
so cold.
You have said for years that politics is wrestling,
yeah.
And it really has become that.
It really
has
been.
Wrestlers have invaded the political spectrum.
100%.
It's just remarkable. Two things on this. You know, you talk about the way Linda framed that there, protecting against sexual discrimination. It's just, I never thought I'd get to the point where liberal women and Democrats would be opposed to protecting against sexual discrimination. Yet, in theory, that's what we have playing out in real time here, well, and almost like the Republicans have become the feminists on this front. And then when we talk about the these schools not complying, well, if they're public institutions and they are funded by taxpayer dollars and they are given federal funding, hit them where it hurts. All of a sudden, people start to fall in line when their bottom line's impacted.
Yeah, pull the money, you know, claw back the funds until they get in line. And they don't like, you know, if the left wants to complain about strings being attached to federal funding, well, you know, they're the number one culprit of that. And you're talking about WWE, right, invading government. I'm still waiting for the day that Randy Orton hits Mitch McConnell with an RKO and ends his career. That would be great. You know, it wouldn't
be that hard.
Just do it. No. Well, he's already in the wheelchair, so you know it's just I can't take this guy. I really can't. I really can't. But look at the funding. You said hit him where it hurts. If you're not going to do right by the student, and you're certainly not going to do right by the taxpayer by proxy, claw the money back. You don't get the money if you don't behave yourself. It's that simple.
Yep, I agree.
Amen.
On DOGE gutting the Department of Education, this is cut 15, Phil. One more, and then we will go live with the 47th president of the United States. Roll this.
DOGE, as it's rumbling through the Department of Education right now, just stands for Department of Gutting Education. That's what they're doing. They're inside looking at it. $900 billion is the down payment. So, Ms. McMahon, can you commit today to fight so that not $1 from public schools goes towards paying for tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires?
Well, that was certainly a broad view of what is going on right now today. We're trying to find waste, fraud, and abuse. Those groups that are in the Department of Education, from my understanding, have looked at competitive contracts that are bidding, and let's see where that money's going. How's it being spent? I'm not there. Senator,
you've asked me a question,
I would really like the opportunity to answer.
What they're doing is, first, they announce the cuts, then they go to find where it is. So it's all backwards, and again, we know what the plot is. And ultimately, the answer I'm looking for is a yes, because if even $1 flows away from an educator or a student towards a billionaire tax break, that will be immoral in our country. Immoral. These kids deserve the funding which they are receiving.
And the second wrestling reference, my God.
Sorry. Stalker. There's 10 people that understand this, but it's hysterical to me.
You know, we did the
Oh,
big...
we could do it here, too. Oh, watch the lights. Ready? Here watch the lights.
Oh! YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. This is too much fun.
Next time you kill the lights, Farish, you got to put the Joy Reid glasses on in the dark and come back as a different character.
Oh, man. Yeah?
Yeah.
We could do so much.
Yep.
We could do so much. With not a lot, by the way.
Yeah.
We do so much of it.
And 47 is on standby. We're going to come to Trump in just a moment. Just a quick thought that, because we talked about it in the Big Take today with the Department of Education. And I think, Dawn, coming out of the Big Take at the bottom of the hour, you made a great point. You basically called the Department of Education the middleman. And one of the clips I played in the Big Take was Byron Donalds and Bill Maher on his show last Friday. And smart people can't really even begin to describe and figure out what it is that the Department of Education actually does. So this is like one of these things where I am very much in favor of teachers. I think teachers are a lot like cops and doctors. There's many of them that do a great job, and there's a select few that, you know, provide a bad reputation for the profession. But my God, we have got to go from whatever the hell we are doing now to something else. And there's a few basic things. Vivek pointed them out. We rattled those off in the Big Take. But you cannot be the number one spender on education and barely crack the top 40 globally. I mean, you talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. We're just burning cash left and right and getting nothing in return for it.
It's a great point, because think about it. When you look at the decline in our education, it times out with when that federal big bureaucracy was created. That's when we started going downhill. And so they made, I don't know if they've heard it, but they certainly have not helped it.
No.
And so how do they even provide any evidence, any tangible evidence of what the heck they're doing? They said they wanted to maybe make things uniform, but I don't think that's true either, because what they're trying to do is, you're still going to get the money from the federal government. You'll get the funding that's appropriate, but it'll just be given to the states. The states decide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way to do it because, you know, I think locally the states then they'll have that money that they can appropriate. And then for those that do the vouchers, then think about that.
Yeah.
Because now you're creating a competitive situation,
mm-hmm.
but you're also in the places where, like in Philadelphia, we have a teacher shortage. There was a really sad story here locally about a lot of our schools. They're not teaching the higher level math classes, especially because they don't have the teachers to even teach the class.
Mm-hmm.
Now, contrast that with some of the private schools, which not only have all of these great educators and all of these great math and science classes that you need, especially with AI and AI technology. That's all what is booming. That's what we need in the class.
Yep.
But then consider this, that in the private schools or the better public schools, you've got those AP, those higher level classes. So let's say you get an A in that class. It's like in a video game when you can supersize it, it's supersized.
Right.
So it's not just an A, it bumps your GPA up.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, these kids in Philadelphia, most of the vast majority, 90%, don't have a chance.
Right.
Because not only do they not have the teachers who can teach this stuff, but they don't have the AP classes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's a snowball effect.
Too many stupid people. You know, Sean, I want to get your thoughts on this as we wrap up and then Trump's on deck. You know, you look at the Department of Education, what we spend versus what we get in return with our students. It's a lot like being a Jets fan, right? Woody Johnson spends all this money. He brings in all these players, but they miss the playoffs every year.
Oh, every year. It's crazy. I cannot believe, like, you want to talk about waste, fraud, and abuse? There it is, right there. Okay? There's a lot of money that's wasted. Their promises are always fraudulent. And our fans, the Jet fans, we are abused. I will tell you what. It's really bad. But maybe not as bad. You know what? If I were you guys, first of all, congratulations, Super Bowl. Second, he who shall not be named is now the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I still will not say his name ever since he was the offensive coordinator and screwed up first and goal from the 1 yard line in Pittsburgh. What was that? 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the NFC East, because now you have an absolute buffoon who's going to be the coach of America's team. That guy, I'll tell you what, I wanted to lock that guy in a small room, shoot him up with a big needle, and have him take a very long nap. If I watched him run one more 3rd and 17 draw play, oh, yeah, we're not going to see this one coming. Oh, yeah, you know why? Because he needs 17 freaking yards. That's why you're not expecting a draw play. No, it is like being a Jets fan. But watching all of our money, you know, when we season ticket holders were like, wow, you know, we pay a lot for these tickets.
Right.
And then you watch the product on the field and you're like, what is that? What am I watching? You know, it's the same thing. It's you know, all of these millions and millions and millions of dollars for what? Osama bin Elmo in Iraq? Give me a break, okay? It's out of control.
Osama
it's
bin out of control. Elmo, that's amazing. All right, we welcome in now the 47th president of the United States, fresh off of signing more executive orders and hanging out with Elon Musk and Little Nas X and Little X and XYZ. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
Well, I want to say good morning to you. And we're signing a beautiful executive order today, which is going to make it punishable by death for anybody who calls it Valentine's with an M day. We can't do that. It's Valentine's Day. You're not 3 years old, okay? Even Little X can pronounce it the right way. But I want to tell you something. I want to say something, right? This is beautiful. Roses are red, and everybody knows it. There's a lot of corruption, and Doge will expose it.
Oh!
They've used all the money that they've stolen from you on DEI in Serbia and trans comics in Peru. We've canceled Osama bin Elmo on Sesame Street in Iraq, and we're getting our country back on the right track. We're securing the border, and we're building the wall, while CNN can't stop talking about Elon and big balls. And we're doing much better now that we're back under Trump, much better than the guy who went to the Vatican and took a dump. On this Valentine's Day, let's enjoy the left's rage as we all usher in a new golden age. I just wanted to tell you that.
Wow.
With the greatest poet. Woo! Everybody knows it. And I taught William Shakespeare. We call him Bill. Everything Bill. He knows. That much I can tell
oh,
you.
Unbelievable.
That was amazing. Just
amazing.
That was awesome.
Yes, hairy balls, big balls. We got a lot of good things to talk about. We'll start right at the top. Hamas, Israel, hostages. your 12 o'clock Saturday deadline. Then you go over to Russia, Ukraine, Mark Fogel's home in Pennsylvania. Hell, you might even fix the PGA Tour and live golf. Is there anything else that you would like to accomplish in these first 24 days?
Well, there's not much more to accomplish, right? We've made all of our campaign promises. We kept them all in 3 weeks. It's incredible. You know, we're doing very well. Nobody's done a better job. But I can tell you this. You look at the Senate, 877-CASH now. We need 877-CASH now. We got to do it. I have a structured settlement, right? They say I have a structured. I don't have those, by the way. We just we do very well. You know, you look at Letitia James, by the way. I call her Sasquatch. You look at her, and she looks like Sasquatch. But we're suing her. Pam Bondi, shaken, not stirred. It's Bondi. Pam Bondi. You look at her. But they're suing the Bucktooth Bandit of Buffalo. They're suing Letitia James. They call it Tish. I call her something else, but they call it Tish. They're suing the Department of Motor Vehicles, Mark Schroeder. They're suing him because he keeps giving the bad hombres. You know, these are people who can't translate a stop sign, and you're giving these people driver's licenses. New York does not need more people on the road, let alone bad hombres, right? So they got to fix it. They got to fix it. And we're suing these people. We're conducting Operation Get the F Out and Trende Adios. And Tom the Hominator, he's coming after a lot of people, a lot of bad people. We're doing, it's called Worst First, and we're getting them out.
The Hominator. I like that. You might have to trademark that, sir. That's a good one. You know, you've got Bobby. He's confirmed yesterday. Tulsi was confirmed. A good week for your selections with all the Senate hearings. We go back to Pete Hegseth. I mean, he's in. After the Matt Gaetz situation, it has been win after win after win. Your thoughts on these confirmation hearings?
Well, nobody's going to stop us from winning, right? You mentioned the Jets, and I'm good friends with Woody Johnson, but that's where the similarities end, you know? That team is a disaster. And the E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles, what a stupid mayor, by the way. You have a stupid mayor. She's a stupid person.
It's true.
You can't spell Eagles. You know, you saw Nick Sirianni's child. He spelled it. He's like, what, 14 months old, and he spelled it correctly. But you have the mayor, stupid person. What a stupid person. She can't spell the word. E-A-G-L-E-S. You know, it's not like you're trying to spell Buttigieg, which is a ridiculous name. You're spelling Eagles. It's not a hard word. But you look at it, we're doing incredibly well. And, you know, there's been so many victories. You know, you look at RFK, and you have to look at him. You can't really listen to him because it's very hard to do. But you look at him. We're making America healthy again. You look at Tulsi Gabbard, Hula Hula. She's doing a tremendous job. And she's going to throw the intel apparatus into a volcano in Hawaii. I can tell you she's going to throw it right into the volcano, right into the lava. We love the lava. It's a beautiful place. It's hot. It's hot, 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 like my approval rating, like the ratings. You know, we do very well. But we're getting so many wins, we can't be stopped. We can't be stopped. We're doing so well. And we're cutting the waste and the fraud and the abuse. And you look at the waste, it's a bigger waste than Chris Christie, which is big waste, I can tell you, right? That's a lot. That's a big... And when you look at his actual, not his waistline, but the waist, you talk about it, you look at him, you look at the view, you talk about the hogs. These are hogs on the view. Waste. A lot of bad things happening. I'd rather watch Sesame Street in Iraq than watch Whoopi Goldberg, right? But we're getting rid of all of it, right? We're getting rid of all of it, and we're winning like nobody's ever seen before. We're not going to stop.
Donald Trump joining us here on Kale and Company, as he does every Friday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You know, you talk about your executive orders, your Senate confirmation hearings. On the other side, you have Democrats in the mainstream media. They're just shouting. They're yelling into microphones. They're melting down on live television. But they're, once again, in lockstep, using things like constitutional crisis. It's chaos. It's chaotic. The fake news and the Democrats scrambling. Sir, we're almost 4 months removed from the election. They still haven't learned a thing. And I thought the victory laps would be over, but apparently not.
Well, no, we're doing really well. And you look at the victory laps. You know, they just blamed NASCAR crashes on me recently. Newsweek said that it's my fault that Dale Earnhardt died. It's a terrible story because I was at the race. And they said if I wasn't there, maybe that wouldn't have happened. These are stupid people. These are bad people. But you looked at them the other day, the singing, right? The unions, they were singing a song. That was the only thing I think that could have been worse than Kendrick Lamar, right? Was that stupid song. They were doing a very bad job. And Kendrick Lamar did a very bad job, and we have to fix that. You know, next year I'm going to do the halftime show with the Village People, and we're just going to do the Trump dance for 15 straight minutes. We're going to do the Village People. We're going to make halftime great again because that was unacceptable, right? We're going to do a beautiful Trump dance and a beautiful Trump rally at halftime of the Super Bowl. And you saw Taylor Swift, by the way.
Yeah.
She got booed, and I got booed in Philly because they like me. She got booed in New Orleans because they don't like her. And I will tell you something else. On my way to the Super Bowl, I walked down Bourbon Street, and they were throwing beads at me. You know what they wanted me to do, but I can't do that. Right? Mardi Gras, beautiful day. It's a beautiful time of year in New Orleans, but when they throw beads at you on Bourbon Street, you're supposed to do what's called flashing, but we're not going to do that.
Right.
You're not supposed to. We're not going to. We would never do something like that. That's called indecent, although I have a very... I'm a beautiful person, so it would be actually called decent exposure, but you look at it. We're very decent, beautiful exposure. When you look at that, it's really tremendous exposure. You know, you look at the Greek gods. I got along well with Zeus. I got along well with Neptune. You know, Neptune was the god of the ocean. I got along well with Apollo, tremendous guy. We named the rocket after him. We went to the moon. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I said, Neil. He says, sir, what do I say when I get on the moon? I said, one small step for man, one huge leap. He said, sir, I'm going to say giant. I said, no, you should use huge. He said, no, we're going to say giant. He did a great job on the moon, by the way. Buzz Aldrin also did a tremendous job. But you look at, I got along well with these Greek gods. Very, very decent people. They say, sir, how do you do this with your body? What is your secret? McDonald's, golf. So we would have very decent exposure, but they were throwing the beads right there in New Orleans. But we did so well. We got to the stadium, and despite no flashing, they still cheered like crazy. Nobody's ever been cheered like that at the Super Bowl. So we did so well. We're winning like nobody's ever seen. While these people, Crazy Chuck and Pocahontas, you know, throwing tomahawks all over the place, they're having a big problem. And we're having no problems. Doing very well.
Amen.
Final one for you, Mr. President. I know you said you will not take the bait with decent exposure, but the media has been taking the bait from Elon and his trolling. You know, it started off last week with Joy Reid and
Big Balls.
And then it continued this week with Dana Bash on CNN and
Harry Balls.
Your thoughts on the performance so far of Elon Musk, both with Doge and also getting the best of legacy media?
Well, if you think Big Balls and Hairy Balls are crazy, right? First of all, my nickname, President Biggest Balls, right? We're making America ballsy again. We're respected. It's called We Are Giving Our Country a Set, right? We're giving our country. And by the way, I think this is the only time Anderson Cooper didn't like talking about big balls, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the only time. But you look at it. Wait until they meet. He's a good friend of mine, Pat McCrotch. He's a great guy. Wait until they meet him. Wait until they meet the world's greatest woodworker, Holden McGroin. Great person, really. I've known him for a long, long time.
Holden.
Wait until they meet Michael. You know who I'm talking? Hunt.
Yes.
Michael Hunt.
Yep.
He's a great guy. Hunt. H-U-N-T. Mine's out of the gutter now, but he goes by Mike. And you have to be very careful when you say it.
Yeah. Big Mike.
So you have Mike. You have Holden. You have Pat McCrotch, Boot Edge Edge's favorite guy, Seymour Butts, right? You love him. And Phil McCracken,
yeah,
right?
Phil yep.
McCracken.
Yeah, he works on the show.
We
yeah.
love Phil.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Yep. We love that guy. So I will tell you, wait until they meet these people, because there's so many beautiful people that are left that you're not going to really know what they're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know what hit them, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what hit them when it was big balls. They're not going to know what hits them after that. That much I can tell you.
Donald J. Trump. Sammy, come on. Does it get any better than this on a Friday? Unbelievable. Sean Farish doing great stuff. All right, we're going to come back. We'll get a couple of thoughts from Sean. I got to get his thoughts on Pam Bondi going after Letitia James and Kathy Hochul in Sean's former state of New York. And we'll hit on a few other things as well. Dawn is at the Art Museum steps. Dan Borowski is going to get back to the crowd. And we will continue on the other side here on Kale and Company. Valentine's Day, Super Bowl Parade Day in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
But, you know, keeping your home warm, efficient, and safe in winter, you know, it's paramount. And that's why recently I had my guys at Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning out to get my home winter ready. Marvin E. Cans, by the way, a third-generation owned and veteran-founded company. I want you to take my advice. Call Marvin Ecanz. Get your furnace checked for winter. If they feel your unit needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest assessment at a fair price. And they will install a high-efficiency train furnace, T-R-A-N-E. Yeah, it's hard to stop a train. Just contact my friends at Marvin Ecanz Heating and Air Conditioning now. MarvinEkanze.com. These are true trained technicians. And unlike a lot of companies, they are not any kind of salespeople, true technicians, my guys at MarvinEcanz.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Talk about Pam Bondi just about 48 hours ago, the new attorney general for the Department of Justice with Donald Trump. You look at her track record, you look at her past comments. She said that she would not weaponize the government against political rivals of Donald Trump. And I don't think she is doing that. Because in New York, if you are not going to adhere to federal law, well, then there are repercussions. Your thoughts on Pam Bondi versus Kathy Hochul and Letitia James?
Well, I think it's very notable to find out who's not being targeted in those lawsuits, you know, regarding immigration, sanctuary city policies. Look at New York for a second. The fact that Bondi's going after the Department of Motor Vehicles up there because of the Green Light Act is just it's great to see that finally coming under scrutiny. When I lived there, I said the last thing we need is more people on the road. And now you're giving people driver's licenses that shouldn't even be in the country. So that's a big problem. But I think it's very important to look at who is not targeted by that lawsuit. And, you know, I've been very anti-pardoning Eric Adams. They outright are dropping the case against him.
Yep.
I think the only thing that makes sense, because he campaigned, I mean, there's like tweets on his account that says, you know, New York City will remain a sanctuary city under an Adams administration back when he ran for mayor in October of 2021. And, you know, that was out there. That was tweeted. He was very open about it. And his case just got dropped. Meanwhile, other New York officials are being sued and are going into the, you know, being dragged into court now over sanctuary city policy. So to me, the only thing that makes sense there is that, you know, maybe Eric Adams is starting to show some of these guys where the bodies are buried. And if that's the case, so then I'm kind of fine with Eric Adams being let go. You know, we could string up a much bigger fish if we get a chance to. So we'll see. Is Alvin Bragg going to start to come under fire? Is Letitia James going to start to be exposed because of Eric Adams, because the system turned on him? Because he will go whichever way keeps him, you know, out of jail and in the most favorable position. He is an opportunist. He's not a great guy. I don't think he's a sincere person. But when you start to threaten his personal interests, he will do whatever it takes to keep himself out of either prison or, you know, from getting another black eye. So, you know, I think it's important to look at Hochul being sued over the immigration stuff, James being sued over that, the DMV being sued over that, but not the mayor who campaigned on keeping New York City a sanctuary city. Very interesting. So I think Adams may be cooperating here. And if he is, you could look for a lot more good stuff to come out of New York, I think.
You know, when you're somebody that labels themselves, as we do, as America First, there's many ways you can interpret that. There's many, you know, elements that would qualify you as America First. Maybe nothing bigger than being like you and I. We both want $0 given out in foreign aid. Here comes Pete Hegseth this week, and he's laying down the guidelines about what, you know, the way it's going to be moving forward with Russia, Ukraine. You're not going to go back to pre-2014 borders. There's not going to be a military presence with the United States. You know, he talked about NATO, and he also said America's not going to be bankrolling Ukraine. Let these other nations invest financially in the safety and security of Ukraine. Your thoughts on the way Pete Hegseth handled that conversation?
I think he handled it perfectly. It's what everybody's been wanting to hear from our Secretary of Defense, from our executive branch, from our president. You know, Trump always messes with the press and he says that there's an ocean in between us and Ukraine. This is a little thing. It's an ocean. Why is I've never understood this. Why are we paying more into this war than Europe?
Yeah.
And people, well, because we have more. Well, this, no, sorry. No, it's not our war. Okay, if we have more money, and by the way, we don't. But if we have more money to spend, then we need to spend it on us, not on someone else's war. If Europe really feels threatened by Russia, then you guys go ahead and do your thing. You want to, you know, Germany, France, Poland, England, all these. You want to bankroll Ukraine and keep Russia from expanding? By all means, do it. But don't come to us and go, hey, we need your money to help Ukraine fight off Russia. No, they need your money to help Ukraine fight off Russia, not ours. So, you know, I like hearing that Hegseth is speaking this way about it. I love hearing Trump speaking that way about it. You know, the war in Ukraine is just one element of very, very wasteful foreign aid. That's not actually, I mean, Zelensky even admitted, like, yeah, I haven't seen any of the money. What? So if he hasn't seen it, who's seen it?
Right.
You know, we know where it's going. It's a rhetorical question. And thankfully, Doge is exposing a lot of this. But, you know, it's straight up theft. We don't need it. And it's time to put an end to it. And I'm happy to hear our president and our secretary of defense speaking in a way that sounds like the end is near for that type of stuff.
Indeed. Sean Farish, great stuff as always, buddy. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, pal.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. You too. You guys have a good time and enjoy that parade, Dawn. Congratulations, Philly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
there he is,
Sean
Farish.
Man.
Love you, buddy.
Live from Nashville, Tennessee. And look, Woo! You know, for the Jet fans out there like Sean and Phil Omquist, you know,
right,
one day they will have a Super Bowl parade. Yeah. I firmly believe that. Eventually, everybody will get one. Just not today. 855-839-1210. We'll come back. We'll head down to Dawn. We're going to get a big three. We've got Dan Borowski standing by.
Yeah.
We've got more cuts. We've got music, movies, a whole bunch of stuff coming up.
Woo. Yeah, we're going past 10 o'clock. This is, we're going to go into the, it's a special day. So we're going to go into the Dawn show. We'll have some cuts we can do, you know, at the top there at 10. We have it all covered. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to see all this. Nick, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, my friend.
By all means. And then I think, Larry Krasner will be joining Dawn at 10:30. And
actually, I think Zioli's checking in with us at 10:30. He's down at the Union League or something with his kids, you know, getting ready for the parade. So.
All right, very cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
We'll be back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
She is broadcasting live outside this morning by herself on a day in which the football team is celebrating a world championship, yet low energy, failing sports radio stations that are out there are broadcasting indoors with men. Oh, that is so weak and soft. So Stensland once again showing up the men.
Oh my.
Usually she shows up Greg and I in studio by being the only person that could put together a crib or a rocking chair. But now she's showing up the men in their own venue, in their own genre, in their own format by braving and bracing the cold weather.
Truthfully, it's a pleasure and an honor. We're having a ball here all morning. So it's their loss. But I'm not alone. I mean, we have our great crew. And, Greg, thanks for orchestrating all this. But Tommy McDonald's here. We got the great Dan Borowski. We got a wonderful crew. And, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles fans. They've been here. Many of us. You wouldn't believe how many people actually spent the night or showed up maybe 1 in the morning.
That is
just
called
to get
stupid.
The front row. No, but I mean, it's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
Yeah. After Dawn's big three, I think we're going to check back in with Dan Borowski, who's back out in the field.
Okay.
So,
very good.
Yeah, we'll be on here live for a while. Yeah, we'll be on here live for a while. Dawn and Dom and Dan will take this throughout the parade. Like, you won't miss a second of this.
We're calling that 3D coverage.
Yeah, but we're going to kind of quarterback here at the radio station until we officially toss it to Dawn and Dom and Dan for the all parade coverage.
That is right. Still ahead also this morning here in the next 15, 20 minutes, we will get to a Today in Music History from Phil Omquist. Also, our morning mystery movie clip, because we have one more pair of tickets to give away for Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra. That'll be a week from tonight. Dawn and I will be out there in Westchester. You can get your tickets at joeconklin.com. But right now, let's get caught up in the world of news. It's time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9:38.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
Sponsored by D&K Appliance. Number one, we now have new information as to how long this has been going on. Let's talk about Bucks County. The feds now say that hazardous pipeline that we've been talking about in Bucks County, impacting an entire neighborhood, they now give us details that this pipeline was leaking fuel, sounds like jet fuel mostly, in Bucks County for at least 16 months, nearly a year and a half. And so this is the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, the first time we're getting any kind of details such as this, where they say that the line poses, quote, a risk to public safety, property, or the environment. This is a big story locally here. So it's the federal agency that oversees fuel pipelines, and they have now determined that this Sunoco pipeline that had tainted wells in Bucks County homeowners there with that fuel leaked all of this time. And so a lot of concern we've received, and many of you on the YouTube chat as well as our WPHT listeners and viewers have been asking about this. Here is the answer. We know that there was one public meeting. I think a little less than 100 people showed up as they are impacted by this. But the preliminary report is out, again, by the feds. It's officially the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. And they ordered Sunoco, which is the subsidiary, in other words, of Energy Transfer, to reduce the flow. And here's what people are not happy about. They have ordered Sunoco to reduce the flow of the pipeline by 20%, but they did not order it to shut down. And the residents, a lot of lawmakers, locally officials, they've said, shut this down. Let's figure this out and evaluate. So Sunoco initially shut it down while they repaired it. They say that they've repaired the thing, but the leak was detected January 31st, okay? So now the question is, you know, that now they realize that this was leaking all of this time, nearly a year and a half. So I know it's a big story that we'll continue to follow for you, but not a lot of happy residents, the fact that they're not shutting it down.
Wow. You said this originated, what, Upper Makefield? Was that what I heard?
Yes.
You say? Okay.
Upper Makefield.
Okay.
But originally they had said it affected maybe just a few, you know, maybe less than six private wells. The question that residents have is that since they didn't have all of the information, and they certainly had no idea that this has been going on and leaking, and so not only affecting drinking water and your health, but as well, what does this do for your property values?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So it's a huge story, and I just wanted to bring you the latest on that one, those details. Number two for the big three, if I can, just take you to what's happening here. I'm reporting live from Aiken's Oval, kind of on Media Row, although not a lot of people reporting yet. Most people are waiting to broadcast from the actual ceremony when it happens. But the crowd now growing from the wee hours of this morning. And for those who spent the night, thank you. Thank you, Tommy. And we have the crowd growing to, certainly I can see now, it's hundreds of people. And then they make their way down, let's say, the Ben Franklin Parkway. Behind me, the iconic art museum here in Philadelphia. And this is really the stage that is set. In other words, all of these are reserved seats behind me. If you can see some people taking their seats, they will have the front row to when the players make their way from the parade, and they'll be up here. And right now we had brought this up to you before, but they have all of these huge Globetrons, much like if you were here when the Pope was here, or maybe you came down at that time. So the Globetrons all down the parkway and around, so that no matter where you are in the crowd, you'll be able to see and share in this experience. The parade kicks off South Philadelphia Sports Complex, 11 a.m., and the parade makes its way, obviously, to my location where I am right now. There's a lot of information for Philadelphia fans, but come on down. There's plenty of parking. Restaurants are open. And now that the sun is, you know, pretty, you know, it's what time is it? I don't even know what time it is. It's, what, 9:30?
Yep.
The sun is
9:43.
9:43. Sorry, yeah. All of our clocks are off because of the Wi-Fi and all that good stuff.
Don't worry about it. Our clocks are never good on this show anyway.
But my point to you is seriously that now that the sun is up, it feels great. It feels warm. There is a slight breeze, but it feels good. What a beautiful blue sky and weather-wise. The fans are partying and psyched.
Now,
a lot of American flags.
Yeah. Is that a Sharpie in your hand? Are you signing executive orders as well?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I didn't know if you signed a few executive actions yourself there.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Signing the executive actions for Kale & Company. Hey, let me give you my sponsor.
Yes.
I know that Dan is standing by, and that'll be our number three in the big three.
Okay.
D&K Appliances, family-owned and operated, offer industry-leading brands. These are some of the best brands that I love. Bosch, GE Profile, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, Sub-Zero, and more. Their staff are local experts that are going to guide you through the entire process, sales, delivery, installation, and service. You want to visit them first class. Visit D&K Appliances. They're in Newtown Square. They're also in Flower Town. DKAppliance.com. That's where you want to go. DKAppliance.com. And that's two of your big three. I know Big Dan has got the big three.
Hello, Daniel.
Hey guys, how you doing? It is cold out here, Dawn. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. We are live here with the crowd.
Let me get one more
Eagles chant going. Guys, can I get an Eagles chant? E-A! Nope, they don't want to listen to me. See, that's embarrassing, but guys.
You need to scream, give me an Eagles chant!
Yeah. Oh, he froze up.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He froze.
We were rolling tremendously, and I praise the technology, and ever since, it's buffered. But that's fine.
It's
good
buffered.
Work out of Dan Borowski.
He's trying.
Yeah, what are you going to do? There's a million people now.
He's really trying. Dawn, I don't know how you feel about this, but do you want to do a cut sheet part three at like 10 a.m.? Is that...
Sure. That sounds fun.
All right,
I'm
cool.
in.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys, this is like the thrill of a lifetime to be here.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yep.
You can... And everybody is... Everybody can't wait for the parade to start, for the big show. And we have a front row seat right here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. YouTube.
What an honor to be here.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. You can see all the videos. We have it up there. As long as our Wi-Fi is working there, we will be down there. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there.
That was a fail. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry about that, guys.
That's all right, Dan. That's okay.
Yeah,
you're going to have plenty of opportunities to redeem yourself because 3D.
Two Eagles chants going. I don't know if you heard the second one. It was just as bad as the first one.
Nah, it's fine. We've got 3D coverage, though. Dan, Dom, and Dawn.
The triple Ds.
The triple Ds.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, baby.
All right, we will come back, and we're going to get to Phil Omquist today in music history, our morning mystery movie clip for some Joe Conklin tickets, and then Dawn is coming up at the top of the hour.
We're going to do some cut sheets.
Yeah.
Cut sheet stuff, yeah.
Cool.
And Dan can participate.
Yeah.
We'll just do it's going to be a bunch of crossover shows all day today.
How about that?
Get used to it.
One big family.
Cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself here.
Kale & Company back after this.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Your chance for Joe Conklin tickets.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You want to live, talk fast. Who's in charge here?
Jaffa, he's in the plane.
How many men does he have?
Nobody. Come on. I swear by Allah, he is alone.
What about the hostages?
There are only three sleeping in the cockpit.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's about time.
Scared.
Got enough fuel?
Yeah, right.
To fly to Israel.
You bet.
You need anything else to get this thing off the ground?
Yeah. A clear runway.
Okay. All right, Jim, bring him in. Bring him in.
Think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, another pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra coming up next Friday, February 21st at the Asplund Concert Hall at Westchester University. Dawn and I will be out there for tickets. Visit joeconklin.com. Caller 12, 855-839-1210.
By the way, that came out in 86.
Did it come out 86?
On today, this- On this day in 86.
On this nice. Day in 86. All right, there's your clue.
Was a good year. Thank you.
It was a great year, actually.
Yeah, it was a good year.
I was only two at that point. Without further ado, let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
Today, February 14th, we celebrate the birthdays of Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20, who's 53, and Roger Fisher from Heart, who's 75. Heavenly birthday shouts to Sylvain Sylvain from the New York Dolls and Vic Briggs from Eric Burden and the Animals. We also lost Mick Tugger from Sweet on this day in 2002. Sigurd's Skin Trade by Duran Duran in 87 and Crazy on You by Heart in 76. Album include Making Contact by UFO in 83. Black by Aleta Ford in 95. And The Days Before Tomorrow by Lillian Axe in 2012. Also in 99, Lenny Kravitz was atop the UK singles chart with Fly Away. In 2003, stolen reel-to-reel audio tapes by the Beatles from the White Album and Abbey Road were found in Australia. In 92, Wayne's World premiered. In 87, Bon Jovi was atop the US singles chart. In 73, David Bowie was knocked unconscious and carried off stage after an excited fan rushed the stage. In 72, Steppenwolf broke up for the first time. In 77, the B-52s played their first live show. In 90, the Stones began their first ever tour in Japan. In 87, Cinderella's Nobody's Fool reached number 13 on the singles chart. In 2008, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo made their first of two appearances on The Young and the Restless. In 1931, Ted Lewis's version of Just a Gigolo was the most popular tune in the U.S. And in 99, yes, a lot today, the Deftones, on the final stop of their tour opening for Black Sabbath, find their truck had been stolen from the parking lot of the Holiday Inn in Dearborn, Michigan. Note to self, don't stay in Dearborn, Michigan. But lastly, since it is Valentine's Day on this day in 99, Elton John appeared on the I'm With Cupid episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
I'm with Cupid, and sometimes I'm with Stupid. How about that? Phil Omquist getting it done, as he always does. We have our Morning Mystery Movie Clip winner. Keith is in Perkasie. Keith, what movie did we just play for you, sir?
That is The Delta Force with Lee Marvin and Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that is correct,
Keith.
Sir. Nice. You're going to see Joe Conklin next Friday. How's that sound?
That's awesome. Thank you, sir.
You got it, brother. There he is, Keith in Perkasie.
So we should break real quick and then come back and start the Dawn Show. Nick and I are going to hang around, and we're going to do another cut sheet for a little while. Does that sound?
Yep.
You guys can set the scene.
Perfect.
We'll
do
a little bit more cut sheet because I have a ton more cuts.
Yes.
So we can get it all done.
Let's do it, baby.
As Dan Borowski has sat down at the broadcast desk wearing his official Super Bowl champion hat, which, by the way, goes for $39.99 retail.
Is that true?
$40.
Wow.
It does. Yeah. It does indeed go for $30. It's really expensive for a hat.
You're lucky you found it. We went yesterday. Everything sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
They had like $500 in Deptford.
Wow.
Do you want me to pick one up for you if they sell? Yeah.
Okay. Go to the cage.
Go to Deptford.
Yeah, I blame Trump for the cost of that hat, by the way.
Nick, can you see my number?
62. Oh, so you're a Kelsey. We'll talk about this on the other side. Because I'm all Kelsey'd out, and apparently you're not.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we got to balance out the program.
There.
All right. Dan Borowski's with Dawn, and the Dawn Show will officially start coming up next. Greg and I hanging out for a little bit. Dom will be down there once he gets done breakfast with Krasner. As we continue live on a Super Bowl parade Friday, and we're back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.